having a rate increase of 8% in my people are appropriate if you take some dollars out of your rate stabilization fund, just have a 6% rate increase. So it builds in some flexibility and it's part of the long-range financial plan and then becomes part of the reserve policy. So with that, we're happy to entertain any questions.
Director Trevino?
How did you know?
I saw you writing too many notes.
You know, a couple of things that come to mind. A reserve policy needs to be looked at, and we need to develop a reserve policy that's a little more defined. Also, we need to develop a way of making sure that our reserves can be paid back if we've had to use that. One of the things I thought about is a rent stabilization fund that would stabilize that to develop a stable revenue stream. You mentioned forecasting 10 years out of revenue requirements and developing data points to analyze that. One of the things that we were just talking about is have you taken into consideration MWD's Carson project and the role it'll play along with Watermaster and the producers and the role that these other entities will play in a long-term 10-year forecasting? I think it's important for us to look at that.
So on the Carson project, that certainly is part of the model, and it can be it is one of the scenarios. If the Carson project goes forward, and if there is a take-or-pay agreement, that stabilizes our revenue significantly, and certainly is a big factor in this evaluation. But if it doesn't go forward, and then, for the next 5 years, we do have the deliveries being paid for. But after that, do we go back to our variable? We don't know what that future is. So the model will be, I guess I would ask, will the model enable us to look at those types of different scenarios?
Those different scenarios.
To add to what Director Trevino is saying is that Watermaster is going to be asked to sign a long-term contract under Carson. So we know that Met's rate is going to, the model right now is that will be required to buy a minimum amount a year. So there's variability in Met's rate that I'm not sure anybody, even Met, can tell you what it
right,
is
we
right
don't,
now.
We don't know right now.
But one of the things going forward is we need to build in my view, a way of not having up and downs to the admin rate for upper district because that impacts our ability.
Exactly, and I think exactly what Tony was talking about. We need to find out how we can stabilize the revenue stream and not have all this variability. I understand what you said about it's difficult with the way water is. It's the uncertainty of water forecasting, droughts, climate warming. It's difficult, but as much as we can, we need to find a way to come up with some projection on that so that our relationship with Watermaster and MWD is taken into consideration for the long-term 10-year plan. Thanks, Tom. Thank you, Mr. President.
Director Santana, any questions?
I do have a quick question. So has this already begun, or is this the decision phase, all of these things, or haven't started?
We were just engaged recently through the RFP process, and this is sort of our first work.
Okay.
Staff felt it was best to come to the board.
Great. So, okay. So how long do you anticipate the decision phase and the implementation phase lasting?
It's hard to predict. At this point, we haven't really done a lot, any work. It could take a month or so to just walk everyone through the workshops or board meetings like this, what the plan is, what we're forecasting, how it might look over a period of time. But that also depends on our reference to stakeholders. That also the implementation phase and the analyst phase for the board to come to a decision. Also, we want you to have that input from your customers and from others that might be impacted by your actions. So it could take a little bit longer. I'm just kind of off the top of my head responding to your question, but it sort of depends on the board and other external factors as well.
Director Santana, our goal is to have this completed early in our budget preparation process next spring, so that we can use this as a tool as we prepare the budget.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just have a couple and a comment. First of all, Robert, Laura, thank you very much for your presentation, but I forgot where you guys, your office is at?
Oh, we're in Irvine.
Irvine. Okay. It's local, because sometimes some people come all the way from Sacramento and all that stuff. And you also mentioned that it's right now just the beginning stages, no action needs to be taken. There'll be future meetings with staff as well as with your directors in the future. So we're just starting out right now.
That's correct.
And thank you very much for your presentation. Appreciate it from coming from Irvine. And have a great morning.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Moving on to action item. This one will require an action. B, approve amendment one to the 2015 MOU relating to La Puente Valley County Water District Recycle Water Project, and I, who's going to handle
move
that?
Move the action.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a presentation?
This was discussed at the Water Policy Committee meeting last week, and this is just to clean up the language of the previous agreement to reflect the current situation with the project.
One of our directors was not there. Can we have like maybe a 1 minute update so it can be understood a little bit better?
Yeah, certainly. We entered into this agreement in 2015 with the La Puente Valley County Water District for the construction of recycled water project. There is a Proposition 84 grant associated with this project that is being administered by Upper District. In the process of since 2015, Upper District contracted for the engineering design of the project. We had a stall because the Fish and Wildlife Service objected to the change in point of use petition. And while they recognized it was a de minimis amount of water, just to clear through the bureaucracy and red tape took a good 8 months to 12 months. So that was a little stall on the project. So the scope of the project changed somewhat. In addition, we needed to clarify in terms of the grant reimbursement that Upper District would be reimbursed for the expense of the design. Puente Valley County Water District would be reimbursed for the construction. So this amendment to the agreement cleans that up. And then there's it's an administrative fee that Greg asked us to incorporate in lieu of a per-acre foot charge, and that kept it cleaner for Puente Valley Water District, and the same net result for Upper District in terms of the finance side. So, again, just to update the previous agreement to make sure that it reflects current conditions.
Any questions from the board? I know the Director Tribune and myself were there, but I wanted to update it. And there's also no cost to our district.
Correct.
I always ask those questions. So, is the motion in a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Thank you. Approve amendment number C. Approve amendment to policy manual reading regarding committee meetings. And who's going to handle that?
So I'll handle that. Again, that was discussed at the Water Policy Committee. And this is a name change to reflect there are certain items that we bring to the board that it's not clear what committee it fits into. So if it is an engineering, we don't have an engineering committee. Like Metropolitan Water District has an engineering operations. So if it's not related to water policy, where does an engineering item come? And so we felt this name change would give us a little broader definition. As I mentioned, the committee members, whenever we're in doubt, if there's something that may go to admin and finance or to this new committee, which is water resources and facility management, then we'll bring it to both committees for consideration. But this more accurately reflects the type of items that may come before a committee and gives us a little broader latitude.
Move approval.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Thank you very much. Moving on to item D, approval of board and committee meetings holiday schedule. And we already have it in our recommendation. I'm okay with those days. Do I have a motion or first a motion, then discussion?
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Director Santana, second by Director Trevino. I looked at those days. I have no problems, would those days be recommended unless other people besides myself says vacations?
I'll be here, so
okay.
I don't mind.
There's a motion and a second. Are those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Thank you very much. Item number E, adopt resolution 10-19-606, recognizing Water Professional Appreciation Week. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
And a second. This is just for a little saying that we're going to recognize that week or water. Nothing for us to do, or who's going to handle that?
I'm going to let Patty handle this one.
Yes, good morning, directors. So this is just simply a resolution that was asked of us by AQUA. Back in 2017, Senator Bill Dodd was actually the member that passed a Senate concurrent resolution stating that October 5th through the 13th is considered Water Professionals Appreciation Week. And again, it was a charge that was led by AQUA, but it's something that this is the first that I feel it's a nice feel-good, not only for the employees, but also for all of our water retailers, and just showing our appreciation for the work that goes into providing a safe and reliable water supply. So it's just a resolution, and then there is a appreciation lunch for staff later on.
Oh, great.
Waterfest on October 12th.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Well, I would just like to say I think it's great that Waterfest falls on here. And
on the last day.
Yeah. On the second last day?
Well, second. It's from October 5th through the 13th, and our Waterfest is on the 12th.
Right.
So we'll be part of it.
Yeah. And we do something similar for laboratory medical professionals. We have Laboratory Medical Professionals Week, which I'm also a part of, so I think it's a really great thing, and this is the first year that we're implementing this. Yeah, it can become, we've done this for several years, and it gets better and better every year, so it's great.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 9, information items. They're already there, so just for your pleasure and to read and get some type of understanding. Moving on to attorney's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since the last month, we've been engaged in several activities. We have, you may recall that we're on the one of the parties in the litigation concerning the LADWP versus Metropolitan on the request for public information over the turf removal program. You may recall that there was a request to discover the identities of all the customers who were engaged in that program, and there is an appellate court hearing on October 24th, which we're prepared to argue. On the administrative end of things, we've been engaged in looking at the amending the policy manual as was reflected in today's action, worked on an agreement for a water fill station, agreement with Suburban, and then the La Puente Property 4 agreement that was today. Also corresponded with the district and general manager concerning the general manager's performance evaluation, the follow-up on that. Also engaged in some research on office building exploration, and we attended the board meetings and the committee meetings for last month. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions for the attorney? Now we're going to go ahead and move on to Stevens, engineer's report.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. It's a fairly short report, actually. The key well update on the key well elevation was measured on the 27th, was a few days ago, was at 210.5, 210.5. So we actually got over the 210 mark, which we projected that it would. It has slowed quite a bit. It only increased 0.3 feet from the prior week, but it has increased about 4 feet from the prior month. So we were getting some pretty good increases for a while, and it's slowed a little bit now. Reminding everyone that the historic low recorded that we have was just back in November of 2018, less than a year ago, at 169.4. So a lot of progress has been made there. Cyclic storage accounts. I'm gonna give you the deliveries that have been made to date and what we think we're gonna deliver through the end of the year, but cyclic storage account, producer cyclic storage accounts now at 46,500, roughly, these are rounded. MWD for the RDA delivery, 91,200, and other cyclic storage accounts, which is up for District 3 Valley, some of the others, and Watermaster has some, 67,000. So we have a lot of water in cyclic storage right now. Might as well give you the deliveries. Update on the deliveries that have been made so far this year. This is through September 30. Imported water, total imported water, 133,000, roughly 700, rounding it off. So quite a bit of imported water. That's a lot of money. If you put about $800 an acre foot to that, it's a big number. But those are imported water deliveries. Local water, about 169,000 acre feet. So far, about 302,700 acre feet delivered through September. A lot of water this year. Really good. As far as what we're planning to do toward the through the end of the year, there's still about 11,000 acre feet in storage in the canyon. Most of that will probably go to direct use, but it is available to be released to bring it down to the minimum pool. But that's there, so I'm just counting for it right now that it's there. Untreated imported, about another 50,000 acre feet are planned to be delivered through the end of the year. So we're looking at about 61,000 between now and the end of the year still be delivered, which would give us a total of almost 364,000 acre feet delivered to the basin this year, which is pretty darn good. Good hard work. A lot of people doing a lot of hard work to get this done. Last item really is just rainfall. We normally give you rainfall. There's not much to report. And at the Pudding Stone Dam this year, in the fiscal year, about a hundredth. And then LA Civic Center, about 300. So very little water. We had a little drizzle. That was about it. I also, somebody might ask, I heard reports last week about snowfall, right? Snowfall in the Sierras, snowfall up in Montana. They got some up in Montana, and I actually asked the people to pull together what information they could get on what's happened so far. Through today, we have no recorded snowfall in the Sierras. I had thought that we were going to get snowfall from that storm. Colorado River Basin, it's hard to tell, but we do have a report of over 30 inches in Montana. So that storm that came through stayed pretty far north, but it did drop over 30 inches of snowfall in Montana very, very early in September. So if I get more, I'll bring it back to you, but that's the best we have right now. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
I have a quick question. You mentioned the direct use. Is this behind Morris Dam?
Yes.
Direct use versus releasing it
for groundwater
replenishment. For groundwater replenishment.
Yes.
So what's the process of direct use?
There's agencies that have surface water treatment plants up in the canyon, City of Azusa being one. And they have rights in the basin that are called, they're called integrated producers, which means they have groundwater pumping rights, and they have surface diversion rights that were granted to them as part of the adjudication of the basin. So they have an option, if they're integrated producers, they have the option to either pump those rights, all of them, or surface divert those rights. So they usually do a combination. So some of the agencies that have these surface diversion rights have surface water treatment plants. So they'll divert water as it's released from the canyon. They'll divert water right into their surface water treatment plant and use it directly. So whether or not it goes in the basin or not, if they do that, it does it takes the place of water that they would have pumped out of the ground to meet their demands. So either way, it's a benefit to the basin, whether they use it directly or put it in the ground.
There is a fine point to that they have diversion rights. The county has what they call courtesy storage that's negotiated going into the dry season as to how much they'll hold back. So they'll get a request from what's called the Committee of Nine to say, can we hold so much in storage to get them through this an annual thing, get them through a typically dry summer so that as the winter hits again, then they can start doing their diversion.
Hold it behind Morris Dam?
No.
They hold it actually behind San Gabriel. There are two places where they take it. Typically, they'll hold it behind San Gabriel because there's a sandbox there and then an actual tunnel that goes through the mountain that comes down to those folks. In other cases, they can drop it down into Morris and release it into the river, but there are two different requirements, quality impacts, and other things that happen for them. So that's a coordination they do through the Protective Association. And when Steve talks about these amounts that are still in the canyon, our discussions with the county is that because of work they're doing on Morris, they've already gone past what they call minimum pools. So really can't count. You can subtract what those surface diverters take and then can't really count. The rest is coming back into the canyon, in, into the basin, because they have to maintain the valves there and they maintain a minimum amount behind them. So there are subcategories within these totals that, you know, we're trying to figure out as Water Master and other folks how we can better graphically show than what we have there exactly where all, what all these pots are, who can touch them, who belong, who they belong to make it easier for you folks as policymakers to kind of look at it and say, okay, it makes more sense than just the stock market crash thing that we've got there as a lead. So I hate to take your time, but I do, I see the interest and we're trying to work out ways to kind of make it look a lot more user-friendly as you guys go out and talk to your constituents or try to explain what's going on.
Any additional questions for Steve?
No, I think it's a great idea, Tony, to make it more user-friendly, because when we go out there and make a presentation, they see the stock market thing, as you said, and you know, it takes a lot to explain to get them to understand. So, yeah, I agree with you.
They may even float some draft stuff out there for you and Tom and others to look at to tell us, hey, this works or it doesn't work.
Great.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Tony. General Manager report, Tom.
Yeah, just a few updates, announcements. One next week on October 10th, Thursday, 2 o'clock, is the grand opening of the now officially called Regional Recycled Water Advanced Purification Center, Carson Project. And I believe, directors, you all have received that invite. Waterfest, big deal, is next week on Saturday, 10 to 2, at the County Park in Arcadia. Staff will be engaged most of the week next week in this boardroom, getting everything prepared for Waterfest. And it'll be a great day. My long-range forecast, Robert teases me about, I should have been a meteorologist, says we are going to have very nice weather. Might even be a little warm, but it's still more than 10 days out. We'll see. Lastly, it is not public yet, but this afternoon, I think at 3 p.m., EPA will announce their WaterSense Award winners. And it, for the first time, they have selected Upper District for a WaterSense Partner of the Year award for our conservation outreach. So appreciation to the staff and all the work they've done on conservation outreach. That's everything I have.
Any questions for our general manager? See none? Wow. The Metropolitan Report is there, but in case Director Trevino wants to add anything else.
No, it's in the packet. Tom, unless you want to add something on Metropolitan, anything?
No.
Okay.
Just real briefly, and this is related to the long-range finance plan, and I'll talk about Metropolitan's retreat. So one of the things I was going to comment as we look at the long-range finance plan, Metropolitan, and I want the producers to know this, they are giving us indications that there is upward rate pressures as they look at their 10-year forecast. They're in the mid-year, two-year budget cycle, and they'll start looking at this over the next several months. And so that's something that we should be aware of go forward. Secondly, Metropolitan's board is going to be holding a retreat at the Langham Hotel in Pasadena. Their first board meeting was held at the same location. Then it was called the Huntington Hotel. So it's the location, historic location of the very first board meeting, but back at the Langham Hotel here in Pasadena. Director Trevino, I don't know if you expect traffic on your way up there.
A little bit,
Pasadena.
Yeah.
He lives next to
but, a little bit of
and they're gonna. It'll be a very interesting discussion.
But to echo Tom's comments, one day will be spent at Metropolitan's retreat on rates. So it's a subject that's going to be discussed very, very intensely, and we should be aware that this is something that's going to maybe change, you know, how much it costs for water. So, but that's all I have to say. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Moving on to Water Quality Authority report is there, but also they were also recognized and they were also a recipient of the 2019 National Groundwater Association Awareness Award. So they too were recognized. The Water Master there is there for you as well, unless you want to. And other than there be a Water Master meeting a little bit this afternoon at 2:30. Okay. AB 1234 compliance report. Does any director have anything, please?
No.
Okay. Director's comment. Director Santana, please.
I have no comments today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Director Tribuno?
No, sir.
Okay. Just again, I know it's already been discussed. Waterfest is this a week from this Saturday. And for those that are participating, being partners with us, we thank you very much for contributing, participating, and being there as well to support our event. So I thank you for that. Is there any future agenda items? Okay. We're not going to have a closed session, so we're going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye. Meeting's adjourned about 2 minutes till 11 o'clock. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Have a good afternoon.